Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hey, hello, hello, everyone. It is the Lizzie T Show. We are broadcasting live today, and it is Friday. It's Friday! Well, I'm kind of sad because Fridays are the days, the last day that we are, you know, on the air, and I'm get sad because I don't get to talk to you. I don't get to be, you know, participating with you and interacting with you and showing you amazing guests that come here at the Lizzie T Show on a regular basis. Amazing artists, amazing musicians, amazing writers, and, you know, the list goes on. We have people coming from all sorts, all kinds, different walks of life, and today is not going to be the exception, and I'm hoping that our singer-songwriter could join us pretty soon and can tell us a little bit about themselves, a little bit about how they got started, and, you know, how their life is going, and how COVID, the quarantine, you know, the whole deal is treating them. So I'm very excited to be able to finish the week with always with a good note, always with a great inspiration, right? We need to be inspired. We need to be looking forward to something exciting. And I'm hoping that today is the day that you could get some golden nugget, some word of inspiration, some something that could tell you, they can say to you, hey, if this fellow can do it, well, so can I. So I'm really looking forward to our interview. So I'm hoping that our guests can join us pretty soon. And I'm hoping that we can have a lot of interaction. If you are looking forward to interact with us, don't forget we have a number to call. Our number is 516-484. I'll start it again, everyone. I'm a professional speaker. 516-418-5612. Again, it's 516-418-5612 is the number to call. We are looking forward to having you interacting with us and having a great, great opportunity. Again, 516-481-5612. And looking forward to having you calling us in and seeing what's up. What's up? What are the plans for this amazing weekend? Oh, hopefully wherever you are in this beautiful world, we are right now in North America. It is summertime. We are enjoying every single minute of this beautiful weather. It is warm. It is the sun is shining. And a lot of people don't know, but in Canada, well, this part of Canada anyways, Ontario, Toronto, we have sun. We have the sun in the summer until 10 p.m., believe it or not. And for some of you that I tell this in places in South America, they were like, yes. So for about a couple of months and maybe a little less, we have the sun goes so high, and for that short period of time until 10 o'clock, 9:45, we still have sun, and then, you know, it goes down and it comes really early. On the other hand, for the winter season is 4:30 and is sometimes pitch black. So, and that starts pretty much in September. So, yeah, so we're enjoying our weather. We are really taking advantage of every single day, every single sun rays, sunshine, and vitamin D3. I mean, everybody tell us, and everybody talks about that is very healthy for us, and is so let's get that vitamin D3 in our system. Now, if you're in different parts of the world, South America, I hear that it's very, very cold in some places. There's tons of rain, and so keep yourself warm. And if you're listening to us, say hello and give us a shout out, and give us some way of that you're listening, that you're interacting. I would like to thank, moving on, by the way, I would like to thank our sponsor. I mention every single time that we are looking for sponsors, and this show could not be possible without this sponsorship of amazing people like you. And so we had Natasha Bridgman, which is a financial consultant right here in Toronto, Canada, sponsoring the show for the last 3 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Natasha. And now we have another sponsor, Dr. George Grant. He is a homeopath. He is an epidemiologist, and he has a lot of experience with health in a natural way. So thank you so much, Dr. George, for sponsoring the show. And this show is about an hour, but we do have our musical section, and so we have our guests, which we will be interviewing. We will be talking to them, and then the other half an hour is just music. Sometimes we cut it a little bit because the conversation with our guests gets so interesting. There's so much interaction that it's hard for us to say stop. So we keep going. So we have sometimes less time to play music, but today hopefully we have enough time to play all the songs that have been sent to us. So talking about that, so if you know somebody or you are a singer-songwriter and you would like to have your song played here at the Liz G Show, please, please do not hesitate and send us your MP3. We would love to have your song played here at the Liz G Show. And today we have a variety of songs. Our inbox, our MP3 is pretty packed, and we have a variety. We love to play gospel, which is my favorite, rap, and gospel, and jazz. I mean, the genre is all over, and we enjoy every single of it. So if you know somebody, or if you do would like to be have your song played here, send us your MP3. I'll give you the email. Is show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com is the email, and it's an MP3 format. We will love to help you out and play your song right here. So I will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, everyone, and I'll be right back. Hopefully we can get in touch with our artist.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's Wellness Expert Ambassador, Scientist Professor, former quarantine officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Music. Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. We are back. We are back. We are live today, and we are so excited to be able to be here with you, ending this weekend, this Friday. It is June the 26th. My goodness, can you believe it? Where did time go? Where have, you know, it's half of the year already. And obviously COVID did not help, because a lot of us, you know, had to kind of erase 3 months out of our life and kind of go reset. And some of you are, you know, still on lockdown. Some of you in different parts of the world are able to go to the malls. And so it's different in everywhere. Things are starting very, very slowly and here in Canada to come to normal, very slowly. Today is the last day for school, but a lot of kids did online schooling, and malls are starting to open. Grocery store, they have always been opened. And so it is interesting that, we are looking forward to have a wonderful, wonderful, hopefully summer, where things are just a little bit different and things are a little bit, you know, able to work. That is one of the things that a lot of people are really, really upset about, is because, you know, the restaurants closed for a long period of time, and all the people that are dependent on that job, they're not longer to do so. So our thought and prayers are with people that are suffering at this time, and hopefully they're able to go back to some sort of a job, some sort of reality, and some sort of normality, which is definitely a challenge right now. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the world holds. The only thing we can do is just have a positive attitude and a positive, look of life right now. That's really what we have to do. So we're still waiting for our guest to give us a call and interact with us, and hopefully there it is. I think our guest is on the line, and I will definitely call him and join with us, and can tell us a little bit about their life. And I think we should definitely welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. So I'm looking forward to, if you have questions and if you have any comments, if you know this artist, love for you to interact with us and, ask questions and concerns, or perhaps just, you know, you have an idea of becoming a rap artist or a different genre. Please give us a call. 516-418-5612 is the number. And we do not bite. we will love to hear from you. So let's welcome him. His name is Kathy Black. He's the, our artistic name. And again, hello, hello, Kathy, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzy T Show. How are you doing? I assume it's afternoon where you are right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, afternoon where I'm here.
And what time is there right now, Kathy?
Like 5:15.
Okay, so we're exactly the same time. That's awesome. So, Kathy, for people that don't know. Yes, we are. We're here in Toronto, Canada. We're very happy to have you today. For people that don't know very much about Kathy Black, I've been looking at your social media. I've been trying to follow you to see, you know, what you're all about. So can you tell the audience from all over the world, this show has been heard over 54 countries. If it's not right now, it's been listened later on because it is recorded. So you, can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get started in the music industry?
I got started with my friend. They used to make beats in the basement, and I used to like rap off the beats that's freestyle. When I was in school, we used to do the same with the desk sitting in school. So I started from there, you know, just having fun with it for real. And I like the sounds, so that's how I got started, through my friend. So I just took it on, followed their lead.
That is awesome. So you had friends that influenced you with music. And so for people that don't know, what is the genre? You hip-hop, rap artist, spoken word?
Yeah,
what is your style? Hip-hop. Awesome. So you got
hip-hop.
Hooked. Your friend got you into it, and you thought, oh, wow, you know, where have you been all my life? This is incredible. I love this. So performing,
yeah.
I mean, you've been doing this for a little while, I assume, a couple of years, I'm not sure.
Yeah, a couple of years, about 4 years, 5 years.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
about
awesome.
4 or 5 years.
So
I also have a Jammers label, like a Jammers record label. That's my label, because I want to have other artists build as well. So I produce other artists too. As well as I'm an artist, so entrepreneur. So I play
awesome.
Both sides.
That is great. Good for you, Kathy. And it's interesting how you started loving the music and working it towards your personal career, your genre, and all of a sudden you ended up, you know, producing other people and helping. You know, that's a true sign of an entrepreneur, Kathy, that you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping others. You know that you can do this, but you're not happy knowing that it's just you. You're not selfish. You want to help others, and you want to produce other people. That is awesome. So how long is that your label, Jammers? How long have you been helping people with producing their own stuff?
Well, I just started doing the producing probably like 6 to 8 months.
Great.
In the studio, hands-on with the artist, doing producing. We produced artists last night, man. We had a ball last night. It was like a 12-hour. It was crazy. So I like to
congratulations. Congratulations.
I'm
that is beautiful.
What I do.
Awesome.
So thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. So how you've been performing? How, and this is a question that I've been asking a lot of people, especially performers. We had a Canadian singer yesterday. She's into rock, and one of the things that all of us, even myself, that you know, I interview people on their premises, and if they're having, you know, a concert or something like that, I'm able to move. But now with COVID, I'm not sure where you are. I mean, here in Canada, we're still halfway on lockdown. How is it treating you? How do you feel? Like, how do you come? I mean, you just mentioned that you were able to record, which is amazing. Some of the recording studios here in Canada are still closed. So how do you get in motivation? How is COVID treating you where you are right now?
It's kind of slowed things down, but at the same time, you know, we find our ways of overcoming that and still making everybody happy. So, the COVID It's a bad thing, but good things come out of bad things. So, for me and for everybody else, it slowed the performance down. But other than that, still keep pushing, still grinding, never stop. And, you know, by COVID came along, it also strengthened you, too, at the same time.
Absolutely.
So, I don't believe in when something happens, you just ball up in the knot, you give up. When something happened, it just pushed me harder. That's all they do for me. So really, COVID really just helped me.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear this because a lot of people are they're finding that this is a time that, you know, I was on a roll, things were happening, and all of a sudden COVID came and I'm stuck. I'm stopped. I don't know what to do. You know, some people are asking for help. They're getting coaches. They're getting, you know, mentors and things like that. And other people, they just stopped. The businesses have closed. People have not able to sell. But I'm glad. I'm so happy, Coffee, that you're able to continue. You get an inspiration. You have time now to create. Right, to be creative, that's one of the things. You know, don't we complain all the time? Every time I talk to somebody that we need to get together for a coffee or set up an interview or something like that, I am so sorry, I am busy, no time. Guess what? Now we do.
all the time that you supposed to get things done in your personal life and other things you want to get done business wise or things that you lack at them time, now you have time to do that. So, like I said, COVID turned lives around in a bad way and a good way. And I pray for those, the ones that lost their jobs or business, even the ones that died, but it's just good things came out of it for a lot of people.
A lot of people are making a killing. People are reinventing themselves. A lot of people are, creating different things, and they're creating new businesses. So we have to move. And I've never used to do video interview. I used to go into the premises. We have a studio, bring people in here in Canada. And now, you know, Zoom and live stream and say,
I can't come see you.
You know, that's what we should do next. You should perform for us. We should book an interview so you can perform for us via, you know, Instagram or something like that. On that note, Coffee, I want you to be able to share with my audience, where can people reach you? If this thing goes, which it will, you know, we need just have patience and time, it will pass. So where can people find you?
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm on every platform, Tidal, Spotify. I'm everywhere. So that's KAFFIBLAK, Coffee Black, you know. And y'all stay tuned. I have videos coming, new songs coming right around the corner.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, everyone, I will have his link on my social media. We are on also, Lizzy T Show is also on Instagram. We are on Facebook, the Lizzy T Show. We are even on TikTok, believe it or not. You got to be present, right? Twitter. So I'll have links of Coffee Black on my social media for you to be able to follow. Hey, and you never know, maybe having here in Canada to perform to our amazing Canadians. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you was starting to just ran out of time, and I know I asked you for 25 minutes or give or take, but one of the songs that you create, can you pick one song that is your favorite, and why did you wrote it, and what inspired you to write that particular song?
Back to the Bag, because like I wrote Back to the Bag because it inspire you, like young people, even older people. It don't matter what you go through, how down, how you feel down, or somebody make you feel down in the situation, you always got to get back to the bag. Take care of your family, take care of yourself, and keep pushing because you only have one life to live. So get back to the bag again, back to the bag every time. That's what inspired me to write that song. back to the
base. Beautiful.
I'm always gonna be on my grind. I ain't gonna never stop. I'm gonna keep pushing. I'm gonna keep going. You know what I'm saying? So that's what inspired me to write that song.
Awesome, awesome. So yeah, I was just gonna say, where you get your inspiration? There it is. You just gotta keep going, keep grinding it, and keep pushing it. Awesome. So for family members. Keep pushing it. For family members that know you as doing this, and who knows that what this is, and now you are performing and doing interviews on radio right here. This is, I'm not sure if this is your first international interview right all over Canada. What do they say? What is the feedback? What, you know, when they see you on YouTube performing and with creating amazing contact for people, what is the feedback? Do you get a lot of positive reinforcement from friends and family, or, you know, it happens, because I get that too, you know, the naysayers, the negative stuff. Do you get both, and what? How do you react to those things?
So, I mean, I get mostly good feedback, everything good feedback, because of my personality. I respect people. I watch what I say to people. So even in my songs, I watch how I write songs and what I say and my delivery, because I don't want to offend nobody. So, like, when I do a song, I get mostly good feedback. But if I feel like a person hating on me for no reason, I think it's love. I don't take it no other way. Because at the end of the day, when they see you keep pushing, like, I'm getting back to my bag, guess what they do? They start saying good things. So all the bad things, I ignore that, you know, because I know they really like that. They like whatever I do. So I get mostly good feedback.
Beautiful. And I love when you say that, you know, even when you get something negative, you just give love back. And you know what? You reminded me today, somebody post, you know, a little bit of a nasty comment on my TikTok, and my response is, I love you too. So that's what sometimes we need to do, you know, just if you get hate, if you get, you know, bad comments, just respond with love. And I think you're doing the great thing, and great for you that your family, your friends, people support you in what you do. And that's the greatest thing. When you get, you know, a good, your besties, you know, helping you and supporting you and saying, way to go, Kathy. You're doing the great thing. This is awesome. It keeps you going, keeps you pushing on and pressing on and grinding it. Like, I love how you say that. So for people that are listening to us, Kathy, all over the world, and right now COVID has been, you know, putting them down, and they had that idea of starting their music career themselves, and you know, this kind of put a damp on their dream. What would be your words of wisdom to them? And maybe this is stuff that you say to yourself as well. You know, what would you say to somebody that is finding it hard right now?
The time is hard. I mean, like I said, they need to go listen to Back to the Bag. Because the Back to the Bag ain't all about money. It's all about inspiration. So, only thing I could get them is keep pushing, is words. And keep pushing, don't quit. Maybe sometimes you got to call, you got to go out the box. Maybe you got to call somebody or get a counselor to direct you in the right direction. You know, you just got to keep going. You can't just ball up in the night. You can't stay home. You can't complain. You have to keep going. You only have one life to live, so you gotta keep pushing. Never stop. Don't care what nobody said. You can't do it. You know, you ever did something and then you said, "Darn, I really did that." Like, "Darn, for real." But it take this to convert it. That you have to. It take the COVID-19 for you to do this. So it takes something really, really bad to happen to really open your mind to push yourself to the next level. So anything that happened bad, really, I don't call it bad. I just call it motivation. I call it, like, I push harder. But that's the time to push hard. When you feel like something is not going right or you're in a bad situation, that's the time to push yourself, not the time to sit back and relax and complain. You know, that's the time to go hard and overcome the humps. You know what I mean? Rise to the top. You can't, in this life we live in, you can't never be complacent. You have to keep going. Because when them times come, then you're already prepared for when these times come. So if you're complacent and you're okay like you is, Then when the times hit you like these, like COVID-19, now you're crying. But if you can't never be complacent. Like for me, I'm never happy. I'm never settled. Like I'm happy. You have to explain it when I say that. I'm always happy, but I'm never. So if I make $100,000 a day, that ain't enough for me. I need to make more than that. I'm not complacent. So I'm never. It's cool if I made $100,000 a day, but that ain't enough for me. So it's like, that's what I mean when I say I'm never happy, but I'm happy, if you understand. It's like, I'm not complacent. You got to keep keep going.
Awesome. And I see your determination, your goal, your focus. It's very, very impressive, Kafi, I have to say. You know, and for anybody who's listening to us right now, guys, you know, if you didn't get anything at all, I mean, listen to those words of wisdom. You gotta keep pressing on. You gotta just keep going. Don't give up. And if COVID made you change your mind of not doing what you want, what you said out to do, then guess what? Regret will set in later on, and those should have and could have, it will kill you. That's torture later on in life. So listen to Kafi, and if you didn't get anything at all, if you guys are just tuning in, listen to the whole recording, because this is amazing. Those golden nuggets will help you, not only if you are a musician. You know, you probably are just starting your business selling a product on the internet, or if you are writing that book and, you know, now you don't have a book launch to do. That's just actually my case right now. My book is just almost ready, and I wanted to have a really awesome book launch, and we can't have it because there is no gathering, no social distance is happening. So, But it's still, you still can do it. You still can do it. Guys, we still have a couple of minutes. I'm encouraging you to call in, interact with us, ask questions. If you know Kafi, would like to say hello, ask him, you know, what's he working on, and what's new, what's coming up. Love for you to call. The number is 516-418-5612. Again, 516-418-5612. And I will ask him that question myself. The theme of the show is, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. I'll be right back right after the words of a sponsor. Do not go away.
Meet Professor George Grant, PhD, Canada's wellness expert ambassador, scientist professor, former quarantine officer with Health Canada, FDA and CDCA, international best-selling celebrity author of 13 books, including the Guinness World Records holder of 126 best-selling authors signing simultaneously. Would you like to improve your sleep, reduce your pain, manage your stress anxiety, reduce the dependency on prescription and over-counter medications, and reverse any challenge naturally? Among 7+ billion people on Earth, we have our unique fingerprints. It is time to leave our unique imprint on everyone we touch to enhance more lives. AcademyofWellness.com.
Hey, everyone. We are back. You mentioned that you heard Dr. George Grant via the Lizzie T Show. He will give you a discount, so do not forget the Lizzie T Show. Love Dr. George Grant. We are actually a little bit biased because we are seeing our family is seeing him ourselves. So, don't take my word, just go see him. We're speaking right now live with artist, musician, hip hop artist, international artist, right from beautiful USA, Kafi Black. He is a young entrepreneur. He is a musician. He is helping other people. He is, you know, COVID has not stopped him. He's going very impressive. I mean, I assume he is probably in his early 30s, 20, and he has a desire and determination of somebody who I have never seen and heard before, which is very, very inspirational. If you would just tune in, everyone, if you would like to take it from here and listen to this later on as this is recorded, please do so. Or if you would like to interrupt, we still have a couple of minutes. The number is 516-418-5612. So, Kaveh, I asked you earlier, you know, what are you planning? What are you working for the future? I'm not sure when your state, in wherever you are in the state, is opening for you to be able to perform. And I know a lot of people are performing online right now. Zoom is, you know, people are Zooming like there's no tomorrow, performing online. But what are you working for the future?
But I know in Georgia, you can perform outside. You got to sit in your car. I think D.C. like that. It's a couple of places. But for the future, I'm just working on. I got a lot of big projects like videos, and I have a mixtape that I'm working on. Then I have an artist, like two artists that I'm working on. This one, a project coming out as well. And that's it. Just keep working. Studio. I'm trying to build my brand more with artists, signing artists. So I'm looking for artists too to sign as well.
Phenomenal. So guys, if you are in Georgia right now and you think that, hey, maybe I should look him up, we'll have all the links of his social media, Kaveh Black, for you to contact him. And, you know, he is very determined. He is a go-getter. He will help you because he's helping himself. And again, that's the true sign of an entrepreneur, is not only able to ways. So I love that about him, and I love what he does, and I encourage him and support him 100%. And here at the Lizzie T Show, whenever you get your artist and you would like us to interview, we'll love to do so, and we'll love to play their music here as well. And on that note, we're starting to run out of time. I'm so sorry. This has been such a blast. I hope you enjoyed it, and love for you to send me your MP3. I'm pretty sure I contacted you via our email, and sent us your MP3 for us to be able to play it here at the Lizzie T Show. Any last word, my friend?
What do you say? I'm sorry.
Any last word? Any last comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going. Oh no. Not just follow Kaveh Black on all digital platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, take care of yourself, love yourself first. You know, you got one life to live, make some money, and be happy. And
be
I thank
happy.
You, appreciate you for being. I appreciate you for you being on this show, Canada. You got to book something for me to come out there to visit you, y'all guys. You know what I mean? So y'all can show me some love. I'm gonna show you some love. That's it.
Awesome. Love it. You know, take care, Kaveh Black. I love what you do, and keep doing what you're doing. I think you're going to be doing great. And, you know, the day that you receive a reward, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to see you on TV. And I said, hey, he was on my show first. Now he's a big time. Congratulations. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your day, and all the best. Bye-bye for now.
All right. Bye.
That was Kaveh Black. Wow, what an inspirational, you know, fellow. I'm very at awe right now. And, you know, that's what I love. That's what I love about this show, you know, to bring people that are starting, they're going, they're doing things, they're becoming inspiration. They inspire themselves, and they inspired me. So this is awesome. This is awesome. I love it. Check it out, everyone. I'll have the link to my social media, Facebook, /Lizzie Radio, Instagram. There is a picture my story there for you to be able to follow and follow him as well. And on that note, we have to move on our musical section. We have a lot of MP3s that I'm not sure we are going to be able to play it today. There is this fellow that sent us their MP3 a little while ago, and he is right here from Toronto, Canada. And his name is, I'm trying to look him up. Give me 1 second, guys. And his name is Park Row. No, he's not from Canada. He is from the States, Pike Row, and the song is called Jaguar. Enjoy it, everyone.
Yeah, I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350, this ain't no denying. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals. This isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky. Reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really choppy. My money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when. Barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end. Thank God my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels. Now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it. But as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. Cause ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
The Rari got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here is my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
And that was Park Road. The song is called Jawar. And now we will be playing this song from Kaffi Black. He sent us back to back. Listen.
On the gas, got 200 on the dash, cause I'm trying to get back to the bag. Vacation never lasts, I'm so focused on my cash, now I'm trying to get back to the bag. I used to try to smash, but this time I got a pass, so I gotta get back to the bag. Look at my ice, look at my swag, look at my life, I never lag. I just had to get back to the bag again. Another day, another dollar, that's how life goes. I got no time for bullshit, I be quick to roll. Y'all do anything for clout, I got different goals. A drought, gotta get so. Not more money, not more money, not more money, my mind. Don't take it personal, cause I stay on my grind. I stay on the road, I'm in overdrive. I know she's gonna ride, that's fine with me, yeah. Pull up outside in a line, and I'm here. Her head in my lap, run my fingers through her hair. Wish I could take you back to the crib, girl, I swear. Blaze hit my phone, told them give me 5, I be there. Mashing on the gas, got 200 on the dash, cause I'm trying to get back to the bag. Vacation never lasts, I'm so focused on my cash, now I'm trying to get back to the bag. I used to try to smash, but this time I got a pass, so I gotta get back to the bag. Look at my ice, look at my swag, look at my life, I never lag. I just had to get back to the bag again. Yeah, back to the bag. Can't let nobody hold me down. About to come collect it if you owe me now. Niggas got me thinking more money is the problem. And you ain't about your paper, tell me how you supposed to solve them. Stop talking, stop pocket watching. Stop looking at my watch time clock. Y'all need to get on your shit down bad, trying to lick. Money come fast, I hand on my bill. One hand in the back, one hand on the wheel. Switching lanes, moving them things, man. I'm out here taking a risk. Part of the game, that ain't gonna change. I promise one day I'ma quit, but I'm back to my back again. Back again. Ain't no stopping me, you need to try again. This ain't my life a dream, they don't understand. I wish I could see how much I gotta say. bag, yeah.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we live in. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please, giving peace to peace to. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. Life's the road, and short is the night. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live it. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please, giving peace to please to. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
He is from LA. He has been our follower pretty much since we started the show, and he sent us his solo every time he gets a new song, Cross That Line. And before that, it was our guest himself, Kaffee Black, with the song Back to Back. Awesome. And we have time for a couple of more songs. So if you are interested in having us play your song here, you need to email it at show@lizzyt.com. We would like to have songs clean. Try not to have any profanity because we would not be playing it here. So just on that note. And so next up is Todd Aaron. He is from Texas, and this song is called Kissed by the Sun. Enjoy it.
I don't believe that you can be free from the holding tight. I don't believe that you can let go of yourself. don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. Can't you feel your river of tears turn to smile? We are the ones we're waiting for. No need to search the stars.
Yo, what's up?
Well,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, okay.
Cold blue breeze from the north, starlight dreams. Life is hardcore, flooded by phantom near perception. Lack integrity, solitary tension. Everyone ignores. Driving on the 90 in my scars, I'm torn. Being myself, unfitted puzzle. Dipping up, bringing common struggles. I'm a Trentonian. And you sound American. I'm a Buffalonian. And you sound Canadian. Man, the big things, big house. I'm happy for you. My time will come about. Party every day as you do too. Working in the stoop. I be praying for better things. I'm praying for peace at home. Praying for new freedom. Praying charities of me. What I say of me. Even praying for my enemies. Praying for what I need. I be praying.
Forgotten social authenticity. Knowing caused me in reality. Alone, my car is so deep. Shadow insecurity, nothing's a guarantee. I don't get a shawty in the Bengala for more honey. Language barriers separate me from my family. To my devil scream before I disappear to my fantasy. Unprivileged circumstances. No power words that may see. Employment perspective. Generation, I pray for justice.
Praying for what I need. I'll be praying.
And that was Shai G. I think that's how you pronounce it. He will be on the show coming up soon, actually. He will be joining us on July 3rd. And I hope you can join us as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here today, for supporting great people, great artists, supporting the show. Still in times like this. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We will be back on Monday with another guest, another fantastic show. Just join. The number to call, join us in is 516-418-5612 or social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, The Lizzie T Show, TikTok, The Lizzie T Show, and the list goes on, www.thelizzietshow.com. Thank you and have an amazing day.